Now, you've probably heard by now, Nick Kyrgios eliminated from Wimbledon by Frenchman Richard Gasquet in a quite puzzling game. It was pivotal in the fourth set. Looked like Nick was on the verge of taking that set and tying it up at two sets all, but it didn't happen. He just fell apart. Enough for Gasquet to seize the moment. Things got rather heated at the post-match news conference. Kyrgios was asked about a game in the second set in which he appeared to lack the passion. Looked like he was tanking it, to use an old-fashioned expression. Now, this is coupled with Bernard Tomic taking some pot shots at Tennis Australia and their funding structure in his post-match news conference after he was eliminated by Novak Djokovic. And now Tomic has been suspended from the Davis Cup team for the upcoming tie against Kazakhstan. Lots of headlines coming out of all that. Well, six-time Grand Slam winner and Davis Cup veteran Mark Edmondson wrote an opinion piece today for The Telegraph calling on young players to start acting like a team. Mark Edmondson, thanks for your time, mate.
That's all right, Bill.
Are young players like Kyrgios and Tomic really much different to the youngsters back in your day?
I don't think so. I recall some other players that have done some things like that, but normally that was in amongst juniors. You know, you'd have sort of some love-hate relationship with certain players. I mean, not many guys did it on the big stage. You know, you're in the last 16s, I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? Last
yes, night? Yeah, round of 16.
You know, it's a huge moment. I mean, he's got Gasquet, who's a fantastic player. He is seated ahead of Nick. And, you know, but he did beat him last year. He's got every chance to win. You know, maybe you might think Gasquet is just a slight favourite, but Nick's got such a big, powerful game. You know, he had a real opportunity there to get to the quarterfinals, and then who knows what happens. And it was just amazing. I watched the first couple of sets. I must admit, I then went to bed because I was a little bit
annoyed.
I have seen it before, and in tennis terms, it's called tanking.
Yeah.
And when Todd Woodbridge, he nearly choked going, oh, he's tanked that point. And I think he thought, oh, geez, should I say that?
It looked pretty obvious, Edo. We've got to be careful. Well, but he was running across to the other side of the court almost before Gasquet had finished his serve.
Yeah. But I watched it again this morning by coincidence. The timing is about when they're replaying it.
Yep.
And I tried to see what annoyed him. And he obviously, because hearing the reports that he was annoyed with the umpire, well, I mean, no one could hate umpires more than me. but they're there. They're doing their job. And, you know, amazingly enough, they are trying their best. But they have their idiosyncrasies. And it's not, I mean, Nick obviously swore or something last night. And the guy gave him a warning. Mm. Well, an audible obscenity is an audible obscenity. If you don't want to get a warning, don't swear. You know, don't sort of spit your dumb after. But I did notice something that is what used to be very annoying with umpires and is now. After Nick questioned a call, and I think it was that, I don't know if it was the, yes, it was the beginning of the game where at One Love, he questioned a call, you know, oh, you got to be kidding type thing. When it got the video thing, it was just out. And then he said something. There was obviously some repartee with the umpire, and then the umpire smiles. Well, I find that difficult, you know. The umpire should be neutral.
Yep.
Don't give a big smile like, oh, bad luck, you didn't get that one. Well, that can annoy you. So whatever Nick said, he gets his warning. Well, get on with it. You've had your whinge. Put your head down and play. Now, you know, I wasn't the most gentle person on the court. I had some moments, but I don't recall. And I was speaking to my wife this morning. I can't recall any time that whether I was arguing and swearing or bouncing my racket or whatever, that I wasn't intensely trying to win the next point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So it's just quite amazing. You know, when he came out and said, you know, because Tomic had said something about, you know, last week that, oh, if I don't play, Nick's not going to play or something. I mean, that's all. They're being juveniles.
Mm.
You know, grow up. At least Nick has the excuse that he is only 20. But mind you, he's been playing on the big stage for a number of years.
And he's got a lot of minders.
Really yeah, he really isn't 20.
He would have had a lot more advisors than you would have had when you were his age, I'm sure.
Well, we had. I had none.
Yeah.
So any as he got, and they've had advice with you know, Tennis Australia and other things and in the programs, and I was really disappointed, basically.
Yeah.
And I think he'll have to own up and say, look, yes, it's a bit hard to say I didn't try for a couple of points because there's huge fines involved, but if he was trying, I'm a monkey's uncle.
Well,
for that moment.
For that moment, yeah, I was going to say, we've got to make that distinction between.
Yeah, and then he wakes up.
Yeah.
And tries like hell, but you're two sets to love down.
Yeah.
You could have got back and maybe won the second set. Get into it. Don't give Gasquet a free run. I mean, you were unlucky. I didn't think Nick was playing so well, even in the first set. And he was hanging in. He certainly wasn't playing as well as when he played Raonic in his earlier matches. He seemed to be a bit agitated the whole time.
And that's the funny part, because in that fourth set, in the tiebreak, he actually got to a point, he served a couple of booming serves. You could see Gasquet had a flash of, oh, no, not again, because this is what happened last year. And despite that fact, he still almost pulled it out. He's only a couple of points off going to that fifth set, and I reckon if he'd gone to a fifth set...
And then he would have forgotten all the other rubbish and got on with the moment, which...
And as John Newcombe said, a lot of that self-anger, I mean, we all do it. As you say, you did it at a high level. I did it at a low level. And a lot of other hackers around the place get angry and throw a racket now and again. But we're self-destructive. We don't abuse our opponents or the umpires when we're doing it. It's just a dumb thing. But
Well, to do what he did in the early stages of the second set is unbelievably disrespectful for his opponent.
Yeah.
Like, if he's hacked off of the umpire, go over and have a go at the umpire, or call for the referee because you have some gripe that your umpire is. There must be some rule that the umpire can't do certain things to you as well.
Mm.
So you might at least you've put in your complaint, and you mightn't be able to do anything about it till after the match.
But at least you've got a case, yeah.
Yeah, you've got some sort of case to have a bit of a gripe. But yes, it's with such a game, you don't get those opportunities all the time. You know, you're not always in the 16s of Wimbledon with a chance to win and go on. I mean, he could go out. He could do a Rory McIlroy.
Yes.
Next year he could be winning everything under the sun and goes out and trips over a tennis ball and breaks his ankle and he can't play Wimbledon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you only have so many opportunities and
you got to seize them.
Yes, I just, after he came out with the thing that, you know, if I'm fit and healthy, it's an honour to play for Australia, I'll be there, blah, blah, blah. Then he goes out and shoots himself in the foot. I just thought it was really quite odd.
Is that one of the big problems, Edo, that we know Davis Cup is still massively respected? You look at the way Roger Federer has treated the event, many others too. He's not the only one. There have been a few over the years who've looked a little bit disrespectful of it, but in this professional era, the Davis Cup, it kind of grounds you, doesn't it, in a sense? And it's that respect for that event and that in the back of your mind that is going to help, I think, if they respect it.
I think it's more not the events as such.
But what it means.
You're playing for your country.
Yeah.
And that's a big, that's a lot different than playing for yourself. You can go out and you can try hard, you can not try hard, you don't feel like playing this week, you know, you make a fool of yourself or you don't, whatever. But when you're selected to play for your country, you've got to pull your head in and do whatever's necessary and try and make the team win, whether you're picked or not picked or whatever. But geez whiz, if they've suspended, well, they've said Tomic's not available, not going to be selected for this next tie, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Well, now they have to think, well, geez, Nick, what are you going to do? You know, who's going to... You know, maybe I do believe he sacked his coach a couple of weeks ago. Maybe he doesn't have the sort of
support
right at this time because he hasn't worked that. I mean, I do believe his dad was there. I mean, he must have been bloody shattered.